Welcome to the Our Work Matters podcast of the Florida Developmental Disabilities Council. If you are an individual with an intellectual or developmental disability, their family member or caregiver in Florida, this podcast is the place for you. The FDDC's purpose is to promote policies and best practices for the IDD community through education, advocacy, and partnerships. In this podcast, we'll be sharing ways you can get involved by highlighting our partner projects, legislative platforms, and advocacy opportunities. So come learn more and join our community. Hi, I'm Chris Reeve and I'm your host. And today I'm talking to Michelle Zeman and Patrick D'Arcy about running your own local DD Day event and creating a more inclusive community for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities or IDD. So let's dive right in. Patrick, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, good morning. My name is Patrick D'Arcy. I am a self-advocate on the autism spectrum. I am 39 years old. I live in Orlando, Florida, with my mother. I am a second-year Florida SAND fellow and a member of a local group called Magical Self-Advocacy here in Orlando.
Wonderful. And Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hi, everyone. Chris, thank you for welcoming me to the podcast. My name is Michelle Zeman. I am a board-certified behavior analyst living in Winter Springs, Florida. I work for a company that is based out of Fairfax, Virginia, so I do a lot of remote hybrid work. I am also a second-year Florida SAN, otherwise known as Florida Self-Advocates Networked Fellow, and I am the advisor for Magical Self-Advocates of Greater Orlando, and it is an honor to be here today.
Thank you so much for being here. I think this is going to be a really fun episode. Michelle, can you tell our listeners a little bit about what DD Day is in general? Because I'm not sure a lot of them are familiar with it.
Absolutely. So DD stands for Developmental Disabilities Day, and we call it Developmental Disabilities Awareness Day. Basically, this is a day where we come together as a community and we actually celebrate and uplift the voices of neurodivergent people, of disabled people, of people with all types of disabilities. And we want to make sure that everyone's voices are heard, everyone's voices are lifted up. So we give people with disabilities a chance to speak out and also raise awareness to the issues that the developmental disability community at large is facing at this time.
Wonderful. So, Patrick, can you tell us about why you believe DD Day is such an important advocacy event?
Well, thank you, Chris. DD Day is an important event because it gives every member of our community a chance to speak to people in power and to create a more inclusive state of Florida and community.
And I know it's so important for individuals, self-advocates, to speak up and really make your voices heard, because it's a really, not only is it a really important voice for our DD community to be listening to, but you are such a powerful voice in that it makes a big difference to legislators and other people, you know, other government officials and other community leaders to really hear from people who are in this group what it is that you need, to hear it specifically from yourself. So I think that's great. Michelle, you're the advisor for the Magical Group of Florida Self-Advocacy Network. Can you tell us a little bit about that group and what it entails?
Absolutely. So right now, we are a group of about 10 members. So it is myself as the advisor. We have a president. We have a treasurer. We have a vice president. And then we also have just regular members that are part of Magical Self-Advocates of Greater Orlando. From there, we have been working on a lot of outreach within the community. We've been working on a lot of just local advocacy within our community as well, trying to visit with legislators, trying to discuss the issues that Orlando is having at the moment So that's really our biggest thing, is just really trying to get out there, get our name out into the community, and trying to speak up to local legislators. You know, yes, we want to make sure we go to DD Day at the Capitol, but it's just as important to speak to our legislators while they are in our local community.
Yeah, that can be so powerful to have that voice from the community that the person is serving and be one of the voices that they hear from their larger community as well. That's amazing. What inspired the group to host a DD Day in Greater Orlando in 2024?
Well, if I may.
Did you host one in 2023?
We had one in 2023. And when we did one in 2023, actually, it was our president, Michael Lincoln McCrate, who was the one who inspired the DD Day to happen. We started out at a local library and we had maybe 9 people in attendance, but hey, 9 is just as high and mighty for our first one. Again, we were able to have a variety of people come in, speak about the issues happening within the developmental disability community. And really, we wanted to just bring awareness to people with developmental disabilities. So even though we had a small turnout, we still wanted to keep going because, again, this is all about empowering the developmental disability community. So we had another one this year, and we actually had a much better turnout. We had over 50 people come in, including local legislators. We had Representative Anna Eskamani coming in. We had Senator Torres come in. So we had a much bigger turnout, but also too, it just goes to show you that having a local DD Day really drove the force of empowering people with disabilities to speak up for themselves. I went to the very first one in Orlando, and Patrick did not go to the first one, but he did go to the second one. And so Patrick could speak up a little bit about his experience from the second event.
I believe, Chris, it went really well. This was my first event with Magical Self-Advocacy since graduating Valencia College in 2022 with my associate's degree in United States government. I reached out to a variety of local legislatures as well as reporters, including WOFL's Danielle Knox, Rush2's Nancy Alvarez, and Stuart Moore, as well as WFTV Channel 9 reporter Carla Ray. I wanted this event to be covered like the event in Tallahassee is. I think it's important for people with developmental disabilities to be represented and heard because our lawmakers don't have a general idea of what it's really like to live with a disability. I think they hear things from parent groups and echo chambers, and it really does not reflect the true nature of people with disabilities. And we want to give them a broader perspective and hopefully change some hearts, change some minds, and build a more inclusive community, because I think it is vital for people to get a good education. Moreover, to be represented in the community, to serve as a legislature, also to have their own businesses. I believe that's imperative that people with developmental disabilities get involved in things like Avon, Mary Kay, also start their own business to be more financially independent. And I think it's important that people have the chance to live in the community and not in institutions or group homes or hospitals. Moreover, I think it's important not to scapegoat people with developmental disabilities and seeing them as dangerous or threatening to the community, because that's not true. We're just like anyone else. And I think it's imperative that we also include local law enforcement in our efforts to really reduce the stigma and help people find better solutions and divert people from the criminal justice system when necessary. Unfortunately, I did lose my cousin, Nicholas Prevenzer, during a mental health episode. And I believe that it's important that officers have training in mental health as well as in de-escalation when it comes to individuals with autism.
Yeah, and that is so true. I'm so sorry for your loss. That is really, really hard. And I think one of the things that I've always found interesting about the developmental disability community is that it's important to hear from the people with disabilities. Again, not just the parents, like you were saying. One of the things, I'm a sister of somebody with a developmental disability, and one of the things that I've always said is, I can't tell you what it's like to be a mother of a child with a disability, and I can't tell you what it's like to be a person with a disability. Everybody has their own different perspective. So I think it's really great that you reached out to all of those media outlets and people to really get it out there, because I do think that clearly there's a lot of misinformation about disabilities, but also I was reminded the other day that most people don't may not have had any experience with anybody with any type of disability. And because of that, like legislators may not. So because of that, they need to hear from the community about what that means and what you need in order to do all the things that Patrick was just talking about. So I think that is so, so important. That is really great. So, Michelle, is there anything you want to add about what went into the planning and implementing of DD Day in Orlando?
Yeah, I'd love to add in that, we had a lot of support from our local community. I believe that with that support, we were able to make DD Day very successful here because of it. We were lucky enough to have representatives come out. I actually was the one who was emailing probably almost every representative here in Florida, same with the senators as well, because yes, even though we are local in terms of our DD day, we want to make sure that the entire state is aware of what's going on. There's a lot of issues happening here in our state. There's a lot of things that are happening with disabled people here in Florida, and we need to speak up, we need to speak loud, we need to advocate, because without our voices, who knows what could happen, There are laws being passed every single day, and we want to make sure that people with developmental disabilities are protected and empowered enough to speak up for themselves and speak up for ourselves. Between Patrick, myself, every member of Magical, we all have specific legislative priorities that we really want to make sure that are addressed. And it's really important that not just by creating a local DD day, but really speaking to your local legislators and making your name and your voice heard. I think that doing that is really just vital to ourselves, to our lives. It impacts our lives for the better. And so I think coming back to the planning behind DD day, it took that empowerment from what we spoke to our legislators about to really create an event like this, so that way people could come out and that way people could see what the developmental disability community is really facing here in Orlando, Florida.
And I think the idea too that the local DD Day really gives you the opportunity to talk to your legislators and your community, who are the people who are going to make a difference, because in the case of legislators, you're the ones that are voting for them. You are the ones that are supporting them or not supporting them. And so that voice is so much more powerful at that level. And you also reach your own communities instead of just the state at large and the legislature. So I think that's a really important point too. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course.
Patrick, if you could share one thing that you think is critical to effectively advocating via DD Day, what would it be?
I think the most effective way to advocate is to show up and understand your talking points, know the issues at hand, and how it affects you and your community. And that way you can be effective. You're not going to win every fight or every battle, but you can know that you are making a difference and you are a powerful voice in the community. So always go out and not be afraid to exercise your voice and speak up about injustices and also areas of improvement. And it is your life, and you have the right given to you by a higher power to have a right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That's right. And I think that's a really good point. I love the idea of know your legislative, know what you're going into this wanting to really convey. Know what your legislative, your talking points are and things like that, I think is so very important. Michelle, now it's your turn. If you could share one thing that you think would be critical in effectively advocating via DD Day, what would it be?
I think showing up is definitely 50% of the battle, because we are constituents at the end of the day, you know, so showing up, and it is definitely a big part. But the second part is really just being educated about the issues, researching the issues that are happening here in Orlando. And also too, just speaking up about why there needs to be change. You know, I still remember last year I was up in Tallahassee with our president, and we were talking a lot about supported decision making. And there was one representative in particular who gave a lot of pushback as to why supported decision making was really not the best option for people with disabilities. And we tried to push back and tried to explain to him the difference between supported decision making and partial guardianship, but he interpreted what we said as this is the exact same thing, when there is not, it's not the same thing. There's a very clear difference. So when you're articulate and you know the issues and you talk about the issues, it's really important to make sure that you back up exactly what you're saying. And also to just being very professional as well. There are a lot of things that I don't agree with in our current political climate. But that being said, it is important to know that we're fighting together for the same reason. We're fighting with the same intentions in mind. Disability rights is not a Republican or Democratic or whatever type of issue. We all need to be empowered. We all need to be able to speak up and be able to speak up professionally. Because again, we want to work together at the end of the day, whether we are on one side or the other.
I think that's a really, really good point. Thank you so much. Thank you both of you for coming to talk to us today. You've provided some amazing information about the power of self-advocacy, the power of DD Day, and really how to reach out to legislators and create a more inclusive environment, which I think is really what all of us are working for in the DD community. And if our listeners want to know more about DD Day and how you could put together a local DD Day, just go to our website at fddc.org/advocacy. We have a toolkit to help communities set up their own DD Day, as well as information about DD Days taking place on March 11th in Tallahassee in 2025. And we'll make sure that all those links are in the show notes as well, so they're easy to get. And we'll include any other information that our guests can share for helping with that as well. So thanks so much for listening, and I hope you'll join us on our next episode. And if you'd like to know more about both of our guests and hear their stories, they were both guests on Our Care Matters. And you can go to the fddc.org website and click on Our Care Matters to watch both of their videos.